firstly, hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I haven't said that in a long time, but that's because Podmas was here, it's come and gone, and I am currently in a very weird space. So this is going to be a catch up with me slash life update slash end of year ramble. And I apologize in advance for any excess noise on this episode because I am legit going OG, old school, first recording vibes where I'm literally doing it in the car, in traffic, on my way to an appointment. So any noise, I apologize for. I'm recording it on my earphones. So it's not going to be grand, but it's going to get done. So the time is currently 23 minutes past 12 on Tuesday, the day I usually upload. I'm not sure if I'm going to get to it today, but I will try. And it's been a month. I'm not gonna lie, it's been hectic. Starting out the month has been fun because Podmas was here, my advent calendar was here. I was excited for Instagram and all the content that would be coming out, and I put out zero. I understand I have been lacking and slacking, and not for lack of trying. I will say that is 100% on just life getting completely busy and just being a hot mess. So kind of spoiling behind the scenes here, but when it came to my Podmas, I recorded everything in one go and then I just edited it slowly and pre-uploaded it so that it could go live on the day it was intended. I struggled a bit trying to get certain episodes out on time because yes, even though they were micro episodes, there were still 25 of them to upload, and editing them with background music and things did get a bit tedious because the file for my background music is much larger than the 2-minute episode. So to overlay that took time, and then to cut it back down once again took time. So time just got the better of me. Also, this month has been hectic because I worked up until the 15th, which was halfway through the month. 16th was a public holiday, and from the 16th onwards, every day I was out at the shops, except for maybe a day here and there. But even up until the day before Christmas, which is the worst day you can go shopping, I was still out at the shops getting last minute groceries, getting last minute things. The shops just weren't stocked. So today we'd go to one place they wouldn't have, tomorrow we'd get up and go to another place they wouldn't have. You know, we were just trying every single avenue, and we actually had to plan B, our Christmas lunch, just because of a lack of supply at the shops. So it's been a month. And then shopping for Christmas presents wasn't an issue. I had that done in advance. My sister, however, needed presents last minute, which I took her for, which was a disaster. And then disaster struck on Boxing Day, which is the day after Christmas. That's something we do in South Africa. I'm not sure how it works outside of South Africa, but essentially it's the day after Christmas. It's usually called Family Day, where you spend the day with the family. And because of COVID, we haven't been doing that. But a few years ago, before COVID, we actually went to my uncle who has a pool, and you know, we were just chilling, drying, having a good time. And unfortunately, on this Boxing Day, I had to drive my brother to hospital. So the same hospital I was at last year, I drove my brother to on Boxing Day, and he's been there ever since. He actually went in about an hour ago for an op. He's having his appendix removed. It's been giving him issues for a while, and he is not in too much pain, but just he's been medicating and that helped. Taking the medication helped the symptoms, not the cause. So having it checked out and having the appendix removed, he's actually quite happy about that. So we're just hoping that all goes well with the op. But I will update you on Instagram when he is home. But that's what it is. And I have just been exhausted, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to make this one, because today is literally the first day I am going out A, alone, and B, for something for myself. I mean, I took my mom out last week, Thursday, to go get her hair done, and we dyed her hair, we cut her hair, we were there for like 2 hours in the salon, because obviously hair dyeing is a process, but 2 to 3 hours just for that. And then we still went grocery shopping afterwards, because like I said, we were looking for certain things that we couldn't find anywhere. Luckily it wasn't fruitless, because we actually found something that we had been searching for a while. But still, it's an entire day, nothing that I wanted. I got nothing productive done in terms of ticking things off my list of, oh, I needed something at the shop, but we didn't go, so we went somewhere else. Like, this is the first day I have for myself, by myself, and I have never been happier, even if it is on a sad note of my brother being in hospital. But I'm happy he's getting the op done. He's gonna feel better, even if it's not immediately. It's a step in the right direction, which is not something I can say for a lot of things. That is what it is. But that has been my month. I am exhausted, which is what I want to vent about. I am so tired. Between rushing to get things Christmas ready and not achieving that in the way that I like, to going to the shops every day for things that don't concern me but no one else is able to, was exhausting, because I never got a lot of time for myself. There was maybe about 3 days out of those, maybe like 2.5 weeks, where I actually had half a day or 3/4 of a day to myself, which was nice, but I never really got to relax and unwind, which is awful, because I work hard all year. I want some time to relax. So I'm going to get that time, because one update that I wanted to mention, I think I did already, I'm not sure, it's been a month, but I'm going to be, oh my word, there's a Lamborghini on the road, a yellow one. It's so cute. Wow, gorgeous. Sorry, sidetrack. Back to the point. So, my update. I am going to be house sitting for my cousin. Her brother, my other cousin, is getting married in a very small ceremony. Just the siblings and the parents of him and his fiance. So no family members are invited except for basically the brothers, the sisters, and the parents. And that's cool, because COVID safety, you know, you got to be careful, which I firmly understand. And as sad as it is to not be able to attend the wedding, I'm going to be house sitting for my cousin, who has house with a pool, and I'm going to be babysitting her cat. So I'm so excited for that. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. My sister's coming with me. It's going to be for 3 days. It's going to be the 30th, the 31st, and the 1st of Jan. And I bought a baby bottle of champagne, which I am dying to try. It's so cute. I will upload a picture of that. Yeah, I'm just going to go relax, have fun, chill by the pool. It's going to be the perfect end to the year and a brilliant start to the new one, because I am super, super, super excited for next year. And I say next year like it's far away, but it's a few days away, and I cannot wait, because I've mentioned this to a lot of people, but I feel like the last 2 years have basically just mashed into one hot mess of a year, and I hate that. So I'm just wanting to end 2020/2021 that has become this ball of mixed everything, and just cut it off completely and start fresh for 2022. Because one thing I realized, I've been so focused on preparing for when I turn 30, I forgot I'm turning 29 next year. And the fun thing is, it's my last year as a 20-something year old. So I really want to make the most of it. I want to end off my 20s with a bang and enjoy it to its fullest. So I have no idea what enjoying it to its fullest is gonna look like. All I know is I want to make the most of every single moment. And that starts with me and taking care of myself, because I know I haven't. I did start moving a little bit more in terms of yoga. I might want to take on a yoga challenge, I'm not sure. Just to start January off on the right note. I don't know. I may not. I may actually skip a day here and there, which has actually never deterred me. It's like, okay, cool. I just needed that one day off from whatever challenge I was doing and continue on the next day. Or, you know, just be like, oh, it's fine. It's not going to impact the overall thing. I'm not a person who is going to, you know, give up because, oh, I missed one day. No, the habit's still gonna be there even if you skip a day. Everyone needs a rest day once in a while. So it's not the end of the earth that I start something and then need to take a break in the middle of it. I'll come back to it. But I have been moving a bit more in terms of yoga, which I have realized is something I definitely want to take into 2022, just as a good habit for more movement, because I do live a very sedentary life in terms of my work, where I work basically 8 until 5, finish work, go sit on the couch, get up from there, do things, but it's all very chilled and very still. And then after that, I do something, but then I go back to sitting down when I edit or, you know, whatever it is I do. So I haven't been moving much, and I want to change that, especially if I can form it into a good habit going forward. I really want to. So that's it in a nutshell. I want to start forming good habits. And I've watched a lot of YouTube videos, because I really do enjoy them, on various topics, but recently, as you know, a lot of people tend to make content around New Year and things. So one I watched was actually about breaking bad habits for 2022, and then another one was habits to start in 2022, and the third one was good replacement habits for the bad habits. So I thought that was really clever, because a lot of the times we think, oh, I need to stop doing that and I need to start doing this, and we forget about the in-between of breaking the old habit, swapping it out for something good, and then encouraging a new habit. You know, it's a process, and I think there's a lot of small things we can do to trigger them. I will figure it out when I get there. I haven't been setting my goals as per usual since November, because I just went on a terrible downward spiral. So I know it's been a minute since I've done any of those things, but because I took such a long break in terms of just trying to pull myself together, I do have a lot of content prep in terms of ideas and scripts and stuff, which is fun for me. So I've got my ideas. So I've got a lot of ideas for content and, you know, half-prepped scripts or things that I know I can record or that I can work on going into the new year. I do know I wanted to do a lot of things around sustainability and eco-friendly things, and one of the things I got was a Nintendo Switch, which is something that I actually bought second hand. I got a lot of things when I bought the bundle second hand, which was nice, and buying digital content doesn't create any waste in terms of earth and like packaging and plastic and things like that. So I actually try and buy my games either digitally, like I did with Black Friday, or I will find secondhand games and buy that, because I do know BT Games, brilliant place, they sell secondhand games for all platforms. So that is a brilliant thing for sustainability, but still having, you know, the latest tech and things. It's amazing to me. And a Switch is something I have wanted since about 2016, 2017, when it was basically off the price. So I got it at a good discount. It was barely used. It's got screen protectors and covers and holders and things, and it came with brilliant games that I have been playing constantly. So I love it. I've been living my best life playing my games, minding my business, which has been fun, because a lot of the times it can get a bit difficult when you share things. And by things, I mean a space, a TV, a room, all kinds of things. And sharing has never really been an issue. I shared a room with my brother for nearly 2 decades. I've shared a house with my family for all my life. I've shared everything. It's sharing isn't the issue. The one thing I will say is, as you get older, you kind of want your own things. And we were sharing a TV, a PlayStation console, things like that. But everyone is different. Everyone wants to do things in their own time. And for example, my brother wanting to play on his PlayStation, my mom wanting to watch TV, me wanting to watch something else. It gets hectic when we all try and do all these things at the same time. It's super annoying. So having the Switch as a console for me has been brilliant, because I don't need anything else. I can literally hook it up to my computer monitor and use that as a big screen. I got a Pro controller, so I can just like dock it on the dock, which links to the screen, and then use the controller to play. And I don't have to worry about using someone else's TV time or having to schedule it with my brother when he wants to play. I can do it all on my own in my own space with no one hindering me. If I want to sit in the lounge and half watch the TV, half play, I can do that, because the entire system has a screen and controllers all in one. So I don't need to worry about any of that, which has been freaking brilliant. I don't know why I didn't buy this thing literally years ago. Quick answer is money, honey. I didn't have the money for it. But now that I did buy it and that I bought it secondhand, I have never been happier, because it is the best thing ever. I am obsessed. Like, legitimately obsessed. I've never been happier with a purchase in my freaking life. Not sponsored. I could just go on about this thing all day. But yeah, I have no idea what else I can honestly say about it. It is amazing. I think that is basically my purchase of the year, and the fact that it's secondhand is just even better. But I will gush about it in my sustainability episode, because one thing I have found is that not everything you buy has to be completely over the top and just as stripped down as possible. You can buy some nice quality, maybe bougie luxury items while still being eco-friendly, animal cruelty-free, all those kinds of things. You know, you don't just have to be like strictly in one category or another. It is what it is, which is fun. So yeah, but that is for another episode. I've got a couple of others that I need to work on. So yeah, I do plan on doing, like I said, the sustainability episode. Next week is going to be the New Year's episode, and I might give you a bit of an idea of what I plan on doing as my goals for next year. We shall see what happens. But yeah, I'm gonna take this new year one day at a time, because I don't want to get ahead of myself and make myself anxious for the future, because I tend to do that, especially with the unknowns going on in the world and the new virus and the spread and things. So it's gonna be a journey. And I'm very excited for it, because a lot of times we overestimate certain things and other times we underestimate it. we will just see what happens, but I am very excited to finally cut off this old years, because it hasn't just been one, it's been 2 years in one. So the years, I can cut it off and start fresh. So I'm looking very forward to that. I hope you guys are too, because I want to take this to the next level and big things are coming. That is it from me. I am on my way to get my eyebrows done, because they don't need to just be like waxed and neatened and, you know, just touched up. They need to be panel beat back into place, because it's a hot mess. And then I'm also gonna get my nails done. I haven't done it in maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years. Like I said, the years have blurred together and I don't know when what happened, and I'm just sick of the unknown. So I'm over it. Yeah, getting myself together for the new year, starting it off looking fabulous. But that's it from me. I will leave a link to the Facebook page of the girl I'm going to get my eyebrows done with, as well as my nails. It's the same person. I always link it in every episode because she is amazing. My hairdresser I took my mom to last week, I left a link for her as well. It's incredible. They are both never sponsored, because good work doesn't need an advert, but I still put it up there because they are fabulous. And yeah, that's it from me. I will see you guys or chat to you in the new year, and we'll see what the episode takes us. But for now, for the last time in 2021, love you. Bye.